Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast. The RTC features only the best OTR on our live stream, where we also invite you to tune in and enjoy the Radio Book Channel and the RTC Music Channel, all found at oldtimeradiolisten.com.
Welcome to the Radio Theater Channel's weekly podcast. This time we've had some requests for Bing Crosby and some music, so I think we'll combine the two into a kind of Bing Crosby special. As you know, Bing Crosby was the super crooner of the radio days, and he also did a lot of humorous stuff as well. And toward the end, we're going to have an episode with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, so we'll get that comedy in there too. Let's start off now with the Bing Crosby Show from 1944 with his guest Frank Sinatra, and the opening is a little bit cut, but you're going to notice that right about now.
Most of the day, someone waits for me.
It's Bing Crosby and the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baer, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson and the Kraft Choir, and the popular and talented radio and screen star, Frank Sinatra.
Ooh.
Will you take it from there, Bing?
Wilco. Gonna dig a ditty with a dictionary flavor, Ken, called Accentuate the Positive. This is a John Mercer, Harold Arlen contribution to Paramount's forthcoming flicker, Here Come the Waves.
I got to accentuate the positive feeling. Mine is the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith. Or pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Joan in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said you got to accentuate the positive feeling. Eliminate the negative. Black on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In Between.
You got to accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Let's back on to the affirmative. And don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread that joy right up to the maximum. Bring gloom right down to the minimum. Have faith, a pandemonium. Liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they say we better accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Let's write one to the affirmative. And don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to add.
Yes.
Create the positive.
No.
I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
You got to spread joy up to the maximum.
No.
Down to the minimum. Have faith. Pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
Brother, kindly illustrate your last remark.
Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark.
Uh-huh.
What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
What did they do?
Man, they said you better accentuate the positive. The negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Do you mean we better accentuate the positive? Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
And now in between us, we have my distinguished colleague, Mr. Carpenter. When this boy's accentuating the positive, he's got to spread joy. Got to.
Many of you women are packing daily lunch boxes. Many of you are getting meals at odd hours for a family that practically eats in relays. Well, have you discovered what a help the 7 different Kraft cheese spreads can be? Rich, moist, and flavorful, they help you make licking good sandwiches fast. They help you put variety into the lunchbox meals and the quick home suppers. And Kraft cheese spreads are point thrifty. For instance, 4 kinds of those spreads take just 2 ration points apiece. They are Kraft Pimento and Olive Pimento spreads, the Zestful Roca spread, and Kraft Relish spread. Remember that these flavorful Kraft cheese spreads are wholesome, nutritious dairy foods, helping supply valuable milk nutrients. When the cheese spread you buy is marked Kraft, you can be sure it's a quality dairy food.
Was taken for a sleigh ride in July. Oh, I must have been a setup for a sigh. A mockingbird was whistling a sentimental tune. And I didn't know enough to come in out of the moonlight. So the big romance was only make-believe. Just a sleigh ride on a balmy summer eve. My dreams were safe all winter, and then to think that I was taken for a sleigh ride in July. A mockingbird was whistling a sentimental tune, and I didn't know enough to come in out of the moonlight. So the big romance was only make-believe. Just a sleigh ride on a balmy summer eve. My dreams were safe all winter, and then to think that I was taken for a sleigh ride in July.
New vocal ornament to our new style craft music hall with the accent on music is a hazel-eyed Colleen who has a dulcet way with the lyric. Eugenie Baird, I'd like you to hear a melody she introduced recently on a smooth Glenn Gray recording. Don't take your love from me.
Tear a star from out the sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, and mine will surely break. my life is yours to make. So please keep the spark away. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can't fly? Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just the sigh? Oh, fish, your heart won't let you do. This is what I beg of you. Don't take your love from me.
Fully done, Eugenie, and thank you. Be seeing you for more melody later when we catch up to our Pennies from Heaven medley. Meantime, John Scott Trotter's fine group, who for many semesters have been furnishing melodic background for KMH, and by international accord, a very lacy background indeed, this evening we bring the mighty maestro into the foreground, using a modified tank retriever and a very saucy Trotter treatment of I've Got Rhythm. Scott, you certainly kicked up a storm with that arrangement. Plenty special. And by another special arrangement, a friend of mine in Buffalo, New York, is joining us here in Hollywood. Put your dreams away for another day. Well, if it isn't the voice, huh? Well, if it isn't the brow. Where are you, in Buffalo?
I sure am, chubby.
What an age, what an age. They get to work with you without looking at you, huh?
Yeah.
How are things, huh?
Copacetic, senior. Everything's as right as ham and egg.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about eggs, shall we, for about 15 or 20 minutes?
Let's just say this, that there's no truth in the rumor that I'm making my dramatic bow in Shakespeare's omelet.
Frank, I want to tell you something. You should have stood sideways on the stage there. Sergeant York couldn't hit you. Tell me, what plays, Muscles? What's digging?
Well, we're doing a little concerto up here this evening.
What's doing?
We're kind of cutting a rug with a 60-piece band.
60-piece band?
Yeah.
Happy 60, huh?
Yeah, say, Bing, I heard that you're a new kind of show, more music and stuff, and that you're plenty happy about the whole thing.
Until now, I was.
Well, anyway, since you are going to have more singing on your new setup, I thought maybe,
How are things in Buffalo, Frank? What?
Got some news for you here, or maybe you've heard. You know what Monday is?
Monday? It's wash day.
I mean this coming Monday. Something special.
Yeah?
I'm going to be on the air.
Oh, Blue Monday, huh? I thought you was on the air Saturdays.
Oh, that's when I hit the kids with the hit parade. But I got some more news for you. From now on, Monday will be my regular Vim show time. Don't you forget, 4 days from now, my first Monday show will be on.
I got news for you. I'll be on it.
Of course, that's great, Bing. How could I forget? I suppose you'll want to sing, by the way.
Well, I'm always in favor of some good singing.
Fine, in that case, play, Axel.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick tracer, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment. Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow it had to be. The winds of March did make my heart a dancer. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how a ghost of you flings. These foolish things remind me.
Lovely orchestra, isn't it? Thanks. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for cutting in. Now listen, save me about 8 bars lively on your next Monday's musicale, will you? Have some of the older people in, too. But it's getting on time to give a listen to a lad who's an old master when it comes to the art of how to make your chow wow.
If I want to make a pun, I'd say that it's not so hard to spread the red ration points, because I'm going to tell you how to make those points go further by using Kraft Cheese Spreads. Yes, for rich, moist, flavorful fillings in lunchbox sandwiches, there's nothing quite so handy as the 7 delicious Kraft Cheese Spreads. They help in spreading the sandwiches and in spreading the ration points.
For example, four of those delicious Kraft cheese spreads take just 2 points apiece. They're the creamy kinds that add rich and also zippy flavor to your sandwiches. Kraft Pimento and Olive Pimento spreads, the Zestful Roca spread, and Kraft Relish spread with bits of sweet pickle all through it. Look for these big helpers at your food store when you shop tomorrow. Whenever you get a cheese spread marked Kraft, you can be sure it's a wholesome, nutritious dairy product made with the same fine ingredients you'd use in making sandwich fillings at home. So invest at least a couple of points tomorrow in time-saving, delicious Kraft cheese spreads.
And that's where that half-hour program comes to an end, to a conclusion a little bit early, about 10 minutes early, but it's enjoyable just the same. Don't worry, we have some more Bing Crosby on the way. But first, here's a message for all you music fans to take to heart.
There's a place online for the great music of the 30s and 40s. It's the music that kept America's spirit up during the Depression. This is the music that soldiers listened to during World War II. This is the music from the golden age of radio. Now it's back. Listen and enjoy the great music of the 30s and 40s now on the RTC Music Channel. RTCMusicChannel.com. I'm checking out
Goomba. A lot of great music playing all the time there on the RTC Music Channel. If you love music, that's the place to go. Well, it's time now for some more Bing Crosby. This time, it's the Bing Crosby Rosemary Clooney Show from 1962.
Thanks, Gary and Durwood. Now the four C's take over.
Four C's?
Sure. There's Clooney, Carpenter, Cole, and me, Crosby.
And there's another big C you left out, Bing. CBS.
Yes, another C.
And just wait till we celebrate our C for centennial on CBS.
When's our centennial?
I figure it's in about 3 years.
We've been broadcasting for 97 years?
We've been here a long time. 97 might be just a little high, though. Anyhow, shall I chante?
Oh, chante, another C.
Aren't we the cleverest?
There you are, cleverest, another C.
Chante Crosby.
Chante, chante. I found my love in Avalon beside the bay. I left my love in Avalon and I sailed far away. I dream of her and Avalon from dusk till dawn. And so I think I'll travel on to Avalon. Took a tuna clipper and sailed away. I dream of her and Avalon from dusk till dawn. So I think I'm gonna travel on to Avalon.
October Good Housekeeping, exciting as fall itself. First, there's the inside story on Grace Kelly's troubled heart. Why does she face disruption of her domestic life and the possible loss of her throne? Also, you'll be thrilled with the dramatic fashion feature, Eight Ways to Look This Fall, presented in beautiful, full color. There's something for your husband, too. The once-in-a-lifetime 18-page meat and potato cookbook to give him the hearty meals he likes, prepared divinely. In addition, October Good Housekeeping is a fiction carnival, led by a compelling short novel, complete in this issue, by famous storyteller John D. MacDonald. And in the Better Way section, a report of deep concern to millions of families, fats in diet. Are they the real key to heart disease? And don't miss October Good Housekeeping's timely appraisal of the new so-called run-proof hosiery. It's all there, all dedicated to helping you and your family lead healthier, happier lives. Get your copy today. That's Good Housekeeping for October.
Hush-a-bye, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses, blacks and grays, dapples and bays, coach and coachman, maybe. Hush-a-bye, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby. The bees and pretty butterflies are closing tired eyes. It's slumber time. They know it's time for them to go to sleepy town. And so, sweetheart of mine, hush-a-bye, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses, blacks and grays, dapples and bays, coach and coachman, maybe. Hush-a-bye, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby.
And now, friends, here's some words and music containing a bit of sage counsel for you all.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get release. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley's Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Here's Buddy Cole now with a bit of a karaoke.
all right, Bang?
Fine, yeah, fine.
Well, it seemed to me you seemed to have something on your mind. You seem a bit sad about something.
You're clairvoyant. Really, you are. I am a mite upset.
That's too bad. Would you care to tell us why?
Well, there ain't no way of stopping me.
My baby, I almost lost my mind. When I lost my baby, I almost lost my mind. My head is in a spin since she left me behind. Dug me a gypsy, and I had my fortune read. Went downtown, caught up a gypsy, and I had my fortune read. And I hung my head in sorrow when she said what she said. I can tell you people that the news, it was ungood. Yes, the information which this gypsy had to impart to me was decidedly on the ominous trend. Yes, a bring down. She said, your baby's done quit you. This time she's gone for good.
You know, quick relief from cold miseries is a show business must. No singer or actor can feel his best when he has a miserable cold. And that's why smart performers insist on fast relief from cold miseries. Listen.
Here's Peggy King, one of America's most popular TV and recording stars.
Does a nasty cold bother you? Think what it does to me. How can I sing my best with my nose stopped up, head feeling like a balloon from sinus congestion? To feel better fast, I take the new medicine for those miseries, Four-Way Cold Tablets. Four-Way contains a decongestant to help drain sinus passages while it relieves painful cold distress.
Tests show Four-Way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet to build up effective amounts of pain-relieving medicine in your bloodstream. In minutes, Four-Way speeds its pain reliever all through your body. Four-Way really works fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache, without upsetting stomach. Then Four-Way helps drain sinus congestion, so you breathe more freely, too.
Four-Way's marvelous. Makes me feel better in no time.
To relieve cold miseries and help drain sinus congestion, get decongestant Four-Way cold tablets. Fastest acting to build up pain relief in your bloodstream.
Just you, just me. Let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and coo. Just us, just we. I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination, just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful, lovable you.
Say now, Bing, what do you say we have two for the musical seesaw?
Two for the musical seesaw?
Yeah, you and Rosie.
Great. What do we seesaw with?
Well, I'd like to hear They Say It's Wonderful.
I'd kind of like to hear that song myself.
Yeah, I'm very friendly toward that tune, me. Buddy, you want to go?
Say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say.
And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me.
I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it.
I only know they tell me that love is grand. And
to hold a girl in your arms is wonderful, wonderful, in every way, so they say.
You'll find that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful, so they say.
And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me.
To leave your house some morning, and without any warning, you're stopping people shouting that love is grand. And
the thing that's known as romance is wonderful. Wonderful in every way, so they say.
Well, Rosie,
I guess that's about all for this fine day.
We got it made, huh?
We run clean out of time. That's what we did. See you tomorrow, folks.
This CBS radio station is the location for top listening in your community all week long. Your favorite local programs are backed by the CBS Radio Network's Dimension features and personalities. Personalities like Nancy Hanchman Dickerson, Ralph Story, Betty Furness, and Charles Collingwood. Heard Monday through Friday on Weekday Dimension. Only on CBS Radio Dimensional Stations.
And that program's from 1962, late in the old-time radio era, very late. In fact, it's into the new-time radio era at that point. And CBS was trying to come up with a format that would work with modern radio when it's competing with television. So gone were the stories and in with the personalities and live music. It didn't quite work out that way, and so things changed. But hey, you know, good try. Well, we're up to our final program here, and it's going to involve not only Bing Crosby, but Bob Hope. In fact, it's a Bob Hope show. The date on this is from 1949.
For Swan Soap, it's Bob Hope. With Doris Day, Jack Kirkwood, Irene Ryan, yours truly, Hi Everback, Les Brown and his band of renown, and our special guest, Rhonda Fleming. And here he is, Rudolph, the swan-nosed reindeer, Bob Hope!
Thank you very much. Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob welcoming the Ohio State football team, Hope, telling you fine athletes to use swan soap in your showers. You'll be so fragrant in the Rose Bowl, you'll confuse the opposing powers. And before the California team makes a tackle, they'll say, pardon me, you one of the players and one of the flowers. Yes, sir, we have the Ohio State football team in the audience tonight. The NBC ushers got scared when they saw all those big husky bruisers walk in. They thought it was another raid by CBS. And there was really excitement when the Ohio State boys started tearing down all the signs in the lobby. They thought the NBC stood for Nothing Beats California. And are these boys rugged? I ate with them at the training table today, and they have a different way of passing things. You're now looking at the fool who asked for the gravy. Isn't this a nice polka dot suit, huh? I played conference football, you know. Played conference, really, I did. The coaches always held a big conference on how to keep me off the team. Really, I'd have been a great lineman, except for the way I was built. When I crouched down, my weight was facing the wrong team. The Ohio coach, Wes Fessler, came prepared for his visit to California. He made all the fellas bring overcoats, raincoats, sunsuits, snowsuits, and diving helmets. But we fooled them. They were here 4 hours, and they ran out of clothes. I won't say how much rain we've had over the weekend, but this year we're harvesting the oranges with nets. Things were really floating around here over the weekend. I drove to the Coliseum Sunday to see a football game. When I got there, I parked in my own garage. And before the game, they tossed to see what team would have the tide with it. Yes, sir, the Los Angeles Rams were playing the Philadelphia Eagles in the Coliseum, but after the first 10 minutes, it looked like the Long Beach Mud Hens playing the Signal Hill Gophers in the La Brea Tar Pits. The whole thing looked like a taffy pull in a coal mine. I've never seen anything like that. I was surprised to hear the Ohio State team is staying in Pasadena. Pasadena. Well, we all have to go sometime. The coach wanted these boys to get lots of rest, and Pasadena doesn't allow any noise at all over there. They arrested a bellboy at one Pasadena hotel for disturbing the peace. He served an Alka-Seltzer without a silencer. And if you take an Alka-Seltzer in Pasadena, you have to go to Glendale to burp. What a ritzy town. They stop you at the city limits and make you exhale your smog. They're very snobbish in Pasadena. They believe if you don't live a good life, when you die, you go to Los Angeles. No, I'm talking pretty fresh about Pasadena for a guy who needs tickets to the Rose Bowl. Those tickets are harder to get right now than a bath in New York. It's pretty hard to convince Californians that there's a water shortage in New York, but there is. So dry there, I got a letter from New York yesterday, and the stamp was pinned on the envelope. I hope they adjust that condition soon, because with a water shortage, people are drinking so much milk that last week on a New York farm, one cow turned to another and said, "I hope this thing is over soon, dear. It's certainly been a long pull." We'll be right back.
bath.
You know, ladies, taking a bath should be more than just a means of getting clean. A bath should be an invigorating experience that leaves you looking your best and feeling as good as you look. Well, that's the kind of bath you enjoy when you use Swan soap. For Swan's wonderful free sudsing action whips up an ocean of rich, creamy lather that caresses your skin, brings out your loveliest you, and leaves your face, hands, and body feeling relaxed and refreshed. It's Swan's mildness and purity that makes this white floating soap a natural choice for baby's bath, too, and for washing your most delicate fabrics. But there's nothing delicate about Swan soap's free sudsing action in the dishpan. It makes short work of dirt and grime, gets you out of the kitchen in half the time. No wonder this miracle soap is an all-American favorite for all washing chores. Try it yourself. Get Swan tomorrow, the all-purpose soap with that wonderful free sudsing action for face, hands, bath, and dishes.
The big thrills in making Paramount's new picture, The Great Lover, was the privilege of playing opposite one of the screen's newest and loveliest stars. And here she is, that gorgeous atomic redhead, Miss Rhonda Fleming. Welcome to our little swan bake, Rhonda.
Well, thank you, Bob. That was a wonderful introduction, by the way. But why should I get all that applause?
Well, the Ohio football team is in the audience. They know a good formation when they see one.
Oh. Hiya, fellas.
Gee, you're certainly a lovely vision tonight. With those green eyes and that red hair, you look like a traffic signal.
A traffic signal?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's lucky for me your age put you in the safety zone.
Rhonda, we could go further, you know.
Later, Bob.
Rhonda, that's not gray in my hair. It's frost. I forgot to wear my smudge pot earrings last night. Rhonda, I haven't seen you since we whipped up The Great Lover. By the way, you know how Paramount happened to choose me to play The Great Lover, don't you?
The economy wave?
Please, girl, name one actor who could have played the part better than I did.
Well, let's see. There's Van Johnson.
Van Johnson, you mean the pumped-up Mickey Rooney? Look, Rhonda, I don't want to disillusion you, but Van Johnson's a big fake. Even his freckles are phony.
Oh, you mean those freckles aren't real?
No, MGM sprays ketchup at him through a screen door. That takes care of him. Next.
Well, then, what about a more mature actor like Charles Boyer? All women are crazy about him. His voice is so soft. Muffled.
Yeah, my voice would be soft and muffled, too, if I strained it through my eyelashes. Next.
Oh, you can't discourage me, Bob. There's lots of actors who could have played The Great Lover. For instance, what about Cary Grant?
Yeah, what about old Notch Chin?
Bob, that's a dimple in his chin, and I love it.
Dimple. I've got the same thing 3 inches higher, and they call it a hole in my head.
Honestly, Bob, making the picture was lots of fun. And I especially enjoyed the song number we did together.
Yeah, hey, while you're here, why don't we knock out a quick chorus of Lucky Us with scenes to match?
All right. I always wondered what happened to that couple in the song.
Just a bungalow for two, so right for each other.
We won't need a view, we'll see one another.
No glamour around us.
But aren't you glad we found us,
gee?
Lucky us. Imagine, Robert, we're actually married at last.
Yeah, and wasn't it a wonderful honeymoon?
Mm-hmm. But I still think we should have gone together.
Well, this way it saved one bus fare, but I don't care. I don't care if we're broke. Whenever I feel real blue, I just sing a song.
Just a bungalow for two, who's right for each other.
Hey, shut up in there!
Oh, that nasty old man next door, he's always complaining.
Don't pay any attention to him. Just remember that ooh is my itsy-bitsy little snug-a-muggums, and my snug-a-muggums is the prettiest girl in the block.
Aw, you mustn't say pretty things he's like that, Poppy. You'll turn Snuggum's head.
Never mind Snuggum's head. You're turning my stomach.
Darn him. He gets me all confused.
Robert, what are you doing?
Hmm? Well, I didn't want to show you till I finished.
Oh. Come on now. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sewing little things.
Robert, you didn't tell me.
Well, I wanted it to be a surprise. I'm making a shower curtain for the Canary's bird bath.
Oh, how cute. How about giving me a kiss?
Okay, we'll handle this, kid. Don't worry. Okay. Here, now, you give it back.
All right, there. Got it?
Uh-huh. Now, I'll give it back to you.
No, I'll give it back to you.
Then I'll give it back to you.
I'll wait for a fumble if it takes all night.
No, we won't eat crepes, Suzette.
They make you so weighty.
We'll eat what Grandma ate.
She lived way past 80.
No pheasants in brandy.
No pills we must keep handy.
Gee,
lucky us.
Now let's look in on the same couple. They've been married now for 10 years.
Boy, are you hopeless.
Oh, shut up, fathead.
Pretty vicious reading, I thought. 10 years we've been married, and you ain't learned to cook yet. What happened to the sardines tonight?
Well, how should I know? When I got ready to serve them, all I did was pour something over them called vodka.
Yeah, I wondered why they were whipping each other with a celery and yelling, "Mule Train!" Hey!
Oh, I don't know why I ever married you in the first place.
Are you kidding? We've been married 10 years. You still don't know how to cook.
With my cooking.
Well, you shouldn't be so careless with the ingredients. Yesterday, I found a razor blade in the biscuits.
Did you really?
Yeah, now I'm worried. The Cocker Spaniel's missing.
I wonder what could have happened to him.
I don't know, but my birthday cake had a cold nose.
Well, what are you complaining about? Thank you, Bob. What are you complaining about? My marriage has really been a disappointment.
It has, huh?
Yes, it has. I always look forward to an addition in the family. I dreamed of sitting in the evening and listening to soft gurgling in the next room.
You've got it. Your old lady's in there hitting the bottle again.
There'll be socks and things to mend.
I'll keep you in stitches.
Time is all we'll spend. With us, time is riches.
Oh, Mother, we've been married 50 years this week.
I know it, Robert.
Remember our first anniversary?
Yes. We danced till dawn.
We sure did. You put the anniversary waltz in the phonograph, and I cranked it up.
That's right. Do you feel like dancing now?
Yeah, but tonight you'll have to crank me up.
Well, you are beginning to look kind of ancient. I noticed lately your bones are cracking up a bit.
Yeah, they sure are cracking. Getting so I can't tell whether it's my Rice Krispies acting up or me sitting down.
Gosh, Pa, you're not as lively as you used to be. Whatever happened to your get up and go?
It went and it ain't come back yet.
Don't bother me for a few minutes, Ma. I'm kind of busy here. I'm writing a letter, and if I get the right kind of an answer, they'll be calling me the great lover again.
You mean you're asking Santa Claus for some celery tonic?
No, I'm writing to Alvin Barkley for advice.
So happy, so humble, too much in love to grumble. Gee, lucky us.
Swan wrappers from America means soap for Europe's needy. Only 11 more Care Swan Days left. Send your Swan wrappers to Care, Boston 1, Massachusetts.
Friends, tonight we have a message from two of baseball's all-time greats, voted this year's most valuable players in the major leagues, Jackie Robinson and Ted Williams. Here's Ted Williams from Boston.
Tomorrow, most of you youngsters all over the country are starting your Christmas vacations. I know you'll have it all over the kids in Europe, because there's a desperate shortage overseas of everything. Not just Christmas presents, but the very necessities of life. Food and clothing and even soap. I'm sure I don't need to remind you that Christmas will mean a lot more to you if you give, as well as receive. And take it from me, you can help plenty during these next few days before Christmas. And now, I want to wish all you boys and girls a very Merry Christmas, and I know you'll get in there and pitch.
Thanks, Ted Williams, and here's Jackie Robinson from New York.
Fellows and girls, you can make Christmas a lot brighter for those needy kids in Europe just by spending a few hours of your Christmas vacation collecting swan wrappers from your family, friends, and neighbors, and mail them to CARE, Boston 1, Massachusetts. Soap may not sound like much of a Christmas present to you, but to those kids in Europe, it may mean the difference between sickness and health. And believe you me, the pleasure you'll get from helping boys and girls less fortunate than yourselves will give you a bigger bang on Christmas morning than all the presents in the world.
Thank you, Jackie Robinson. Remember, send swan wrappers to CARE, Boston 1, Massachusetts. Because for every two wrappers sent in, CARE will speed a cake of swan soap to some needy youngster overseas.
Here's Les Brown and his subjects of Petrillo bringing Warner Brothers' Reason for Mistletoe, our lovely queen of melody, Miss Doris Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen a blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stocking, say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that is filled with toys for the boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus comes tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are only four more shopping days until Christmas. As usual, Bob Hope neglected to do all his Christmas shopping. So we find him now walking along Hollywood Boulevard, making his way through the crowds.
Gee, what a sight Hollywood Boulevard is. People milling around, sirens going, cops arresting pickpockets, streetcars bumping into automobiles, automobiles bumping into pedestrians, and above it all, a loudspeaker playing a record of Some Enchanted Evening. Well, I'd better get over to the store and...
Hello, Bob.
Oh, hiya, Doris.
What are you doing up on Hollywood Boulevard?
Well, I just have one more present to buy, and it's pretty tough making a choice because this guy I have to buy it for has such perfect taste. He's so discriminating, such a man of the world.
Well, who is this guy?
Me. What would you suggest, Doris?
How about a full-length mirror?
We'll cue you when we want to, you know. No, I've got a full-length mirror, Doris. I've got one of those already, and it's got a special attachment.
A special attachment?
Yes, every time I look at myself, a hand comes out and slips me a note that says, "Oh, you beautiful doll."
Bob, I don't know what to get you for Christmas.
Well, Doris, I don't want to seem ungrateful, but please don't give me a present this year that you've knitted. You know how you get carried away when you start knitting.
Oh, was the sweater I made for you last year too big?
A little bit, but it came in handy. I now have the only Buick in town with a turtleneck slip over.
Well, Paramount gave me the measurements.
It's a laugh in a straight line. Go ahead, it's all right. Don't let it go to your next line. It's all right, honey.
You know, Bob, I'll bet everybody has a gift problem. I wonder what all these people on Hollywood Boulevard are buying.
Well, it ought to be easy enough to find out. I'll just ask a few of them.
Maybe you'd like to interview me, young man.
Well, how about this? How about this? Now they're devaluating people. Well, maybe you can help me, sir. I'm trying to find out what sort of gifts people are buying up here on Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, I'm trying to buy something for my wife, Maggie, and she's such a problem.
Well, why is that?
She weighs 370 pounds and has four chins. Oh, our married life isn't very happy.
Why not?
I never see Maggie alone.
But what are you going to buy your wife?
Oh, dear, I just don't know what to get her. Last year, I bought her a bathing suit, but she didn't look very good in it.
Because she's so heavy?
No, it's on account of her tattoos.
You married a tattoo woman?
Yes, I had to. I couldn't afford a television set. But we almost got a divorce.
Why?
I'd seen the picture before.
Well, thanks very much. Gee, there's a lot of people up here on Hollywood Boulevard. I wonder who I ought to talk to next. Oh, here comes someone. It's a woman. I think it's a woman.
Hello, Mr. Ho.
I was wrong. It's Irene Ryan. Are you up here buying Christmas presents, Miss Ryan?
Yes, I just came out of the Broadway Hollywood, and it was so terribly crowded that I got shoved along into the furniture department, and a terrible thing happened.
What's that?
Before I knew it, I'd been gift-wrapped and sent to a family in Glendale as an early American coffee table.
Well, there is a resemblance. You both have knotty pine legs.
I know. Aren't they sporty?
Well, I guess you're happy that you've got all your Christmas shopping done, huh?
Oh, no, I'm not happy at all. I just hate the idea of being away from my folks at Christmas. I'm especially homesick today because I just got a letter from my mother.
From your mother?
Yes. I've got the letter right here. She writes to me, Dear George.
Dear George?
Yes, I always wore my brother's hand-me-down clothes, and we never got around to telling Mother.
I wondered why you were wearing spats.
Oh, but I don't look like a man now, do I?
No, I think you look gorgeous, George. Say, worked that out pretty well, you know. Go on with the letter, Miss Ryan.
Okay. The letter says, well, it's Christmas time again, and we certainly do miss you. Here at home, we have the usual cold weather. The snow and ice brought on an annual attack of lumbago. It's a little better now, but I still have a terrible pain in the neck. That reminds me, how are you, dear? Gee, it's lonely without you at Yuletide season. Last night, your father and I sat in the living room staring at your vacant chair. Then we got out the family album and looked at all the pictures of you. I think we were better off staring at the vacant chair. We would like to see you soon, dear. Your room is exactly the way you left it. We sure wish you'd come home and clean it up. Well, goodbye, Mr. Hope.
Goodbye, Miss Ryan. Hey, there's that Santa Claus I've been seeing on the boulevard lately. Think I'll go over and talk to him. Oh, hi, Santa. What's the good word?
Put something in the pot, boy.
Well, how you feeling tonight, Santa?
Oh, miserable, boy. Just miserable. I'm so miserable I could be the West Coast distributor for misery. I caught an awful cold last night. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You have got a bad cold.
I wouldn't have caught this cold if people would only learn.
Learn what?
To cover a man up after he's been thrown out of a saloon.
Should have worn my windshield wiper.
I could have had double pneumonia.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't want to make a pig out of myself. Yeah. Come on, put something in the pot, boy.
Well, what are you doing for your cold, Santa?
I was going to buy some cough drops, but they cost a lot of money, and I was going to buy some bromo quinine, but I didn't want to spend the money for that either.
You know, there's a lot of scotch in you.
Well, don't stand so close to me, you won't notice me.
Say, Look, I've been asking people along the boulevard about their Christmas shopping. Are you buying any presents this Christmas?
Oh, yes, yes. I was trying to get something for Mom, but she's so hard to buy for, you know. Pop gets her everything.
Why, is he wealthy?
No, he's a shoplifter. When he walked out of the May Company, the whole left side of the building sagged.
Everybody.
Well, Bing Crosby!
Little surprise.
Look at that.
Be California he's wearing there. You want to get killed?
How are you, Dad? Nice of you to drop in.
Well, I was listening to the show outside there, Bob, and I knew you'd have some time to spare, so I thought I'd fill in the gap, you know?
You've not only filled it, you're overflowing.
Well, of course, this is the time of the year when people drop in on people, and you are people, aren't you? I don't
tell. The insults I have to take to get a free guest star, isn't it?
What's that, Robin?
Just open your mouth and let's have it, Dad.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Yes, sir, what a fortunate family the Crosbys are to be able to sit around the tree on Christmas Eve and sing the carols with Tin Pan Alley's St. Nicholas, the one and only Dare Bingle. You know, every Christmas, my kids, Linda and Tony and Nora and Kelly, throw it in my teeth. Daddy, why can't you sing like Mr. Crosby?
That's very gracious of you, Robert. But when Gary, Dennis, Philip, and Lindsay gather to sing the carols, I want to tell you I'm just the fifth in the foursome. Besides, on Christmas Eve, the gang discuss matters of far greater importance than Daddy's music.
And don't we all? You know, on Christmas Eve, our thoughts and our thanks go out to the mothers and dads of more than 300,000 young men who traded their lives for our freedom, and to the thousands of their buddies who'll be spending another Christmas in our veterans' hospitals.
You mind if I throw in something personal here, Robert?
This is the time for it, Harry.
Well, Bob, when a Hope and a Crosby get together, things usually get a bit zany. But crowding Christmas as we are, I'd like to take my hair down. Up, 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 no cracks there. And tell you very sincerely, Santa Claus couldn't bring me anything I value more dearly than a lifelong lease on the good fortune that has given me so many good friends.
It's wonderful. Sign right here. I'll go for that. Merry Christmas, Bing.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, friend.
Are you that girl everyone's raving about?
She found her own rave number on the dial-a-wave chart. Now she's my number one rave. She's my sweet sweetheart.
Rave and only Rave Home Permanent brings you the easy-to-use dial-a-wave chart to end guesswork in home waving. A flick of your finger and there's your rave number, your personal guide to the perfect wave for your kind of hair. So fast, yet so sure, Rave Home Permanent gives you exactly the amount of curl you want, long-lasting yet more natural from the very first day.
Coming up, it's Fibber McGee and Molly on NBC.
KFI and KFI-FM, Los Angeles.
And it's time to say adios for another week, but we're back next week with more great old-time radio for you to listen to, and I hope you'll join us then. This is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.